In our last segment, we learned that the book of Daniel was sealed and it didn't need to be open. But because the failure of God's people to get on track with his vision for them, ultimately with their failure by crucifying the Messiah rather than accepting him and his good news, their 490-year probation came to an end and the book of Daniel began to be unsealed and is fully unsealed by the time of the end. And so when we come to the book of Revelation, which I believe is the book that opens the book of Daniel, or unseals it. We come to Revelation chapters 4 and 5. We see a scene in heaven, a throne room scene. And we jump in the narrative in chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne, that would be God the Father, a book written inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. That would probably be the book of Daniel because that was the only book sealed. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and break its seals? So you can almost feel the intensity of the situation. All heaven is breathlessly wondering, who can open it? Who has the future in the palm of their hands? Who can help us understand what the visions of Daniel are all about? And it says, no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the book or look into it. Then I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book. So John gets so caught up in the intensity of the situation in heaven that he weeps. And finally, one of the elders steps forward and said, John, don't weep because there is someone worthy to open. Just then Jesus steps forward and takes the book. He's called symbolically the Lion from the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, the Lamb standing as if it was slain. So Jesus is represented here. He takes the book. They say he's worthy. They sing. He's worthy to open the book. Why? Because he purchased for God with his blood men from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, meaning universally. Jesus purchased back the rights to this world and the rights to hold history in the palm of his hands. And so he's the one opening the book of Daniel through the seven seals. Now, why are there seven? Looking at the book of Daniel, there are actually seven layers in the book of Daniel. There are four primary visions covering the same period of time. Each vision, the first one being Daniel 2, that one's the simplest vision. And then each additional vision adds something else, another layer. Not always a layer at the end, but a layer in the mix, in the scheme. And so, for instance, in Daniel 2, the first layer would be the empires, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. The second layer would be the European kingdoms, the breakup of the Roman Empire. And then the last layer that you see is the coming of Christ to fill the whole earth with his kingdom. And so there's only three of the layers represented. But when you go to Daniel, the seventh chapter, and the empires are represented by beasts coming out of the sea, the fourth empire is Rome and has 10 horns on its head, representing the breakup of Rome into 10 nations of Europe, which are many more nations today. But then among those comes a little horn representing the church, which grew dominant and stronger, taller than all the other horns, and dominated them for 1260 years. So you have another layer. Now we have empires, we have Europe, and then we have the reign of the Dark Ages of the church, 1260 years. But then when you come to Daniel, the 11th chapter, it adds another layer. And that is the French Revolution, which brought an end to the domination of the church for 1260 years and ushered in what we call the time of the end that we've been living in since the 1790s. And then back in Daniel 7, there's another layer introduced, and that is the pre-Advent judgment. And in Daniel 12, verse 1, we have a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Then, of course, the coming of Christ is the last layer in all the visions. So here you have it. You have seven layers in the visions. The empires, Europe, the papal reign, The French Revolution, the time of trouble such as never was, the pre-Advent judgment, and the coming of Christ. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.